In the reading for today, it tells us what to read and what to think about as we read the scriptures. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the turning point of history.
It's true.
From that moment on, nothing would ever be the same. Isn't that true about that story? It certainly illustrates it. Never again after the resurrection did man have to pay for his own sin. It had been paid for. The donuts sitting on the table, Jesus Christ paid for every sin that you and I will ever commit, or any other sin that's ever been committed or will be committed. Thank you, Jesus. Our memory verse for this week, then going on, we'll say it together. It's from Psalm 147, verse 11, and I took it from the New Living Testament this morning. Let's say it together. Rather, the Lord's delight is in those who honor him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. Wow, is that true, huh? God is both creator and redeemer, and takes special delight in those who hope for redemption. So, what's the question? What is the Lord's delight this morning? What is his delight? What makes him happy? We do, as we believe in what he's done for us. We're going to give the Lord delight and complete that delight as we sing and celebrate this morning, for because of everything he's done for us. He laid it down for us and he rose again. Thank you, God. It wasn't just that he died, but he rose again. Hallelujah. His death, burial, and his resurrection makes it possible for us to really bring him delight this morning as we believe it with everything within us. Let's celebrate Jesus.